This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time for some NFL news and notes, and we are absolutely thrilled to have back with us one of our favorites, Super Bowl-winning coach, the great Dick Vermeil. He is here in Houston. He's with us in studio tonight. Good evening, Coach.
How are you?
I'm doing great. So what brings you back to Houston?
Well, our wine business, you know, with Specs and Rodney Brown, my representative here in the area, we've been selling the heck out of wine the last few days.
Well, that's exciting. I wasn't sure if you were coming back because you got the big birthday next week. Going to be the big 8-0.
Oh, Isaiah Bruce's number.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's great to have you on. And I actually want to open up our conversation with highlighting your former team, the Philadelphia Eagles. They are currently 3-2, and they're looking to get the bounce back on Sunday against the Vikings after that disappointing loss against the Redskins last week. Can they do it?
Well, if they play like they did the last 2 weeks, they won't beat the Vikings. Now, that's no guarantee the Vikings are going to play like the Vikings have been playing. You know, sooner or later, they're going to have an off game. But if Vikings plays up to their ability and the Eagles play up to their ability, then chances are the Vikings win. You know, I'm rooting for, I'm an Eagle guy.
That's
I live
right.
there in that community,
sure.
And I'm impressed with everything they're doing. But they're having some struggles on defense right now and also within the offensive line. At first, they started out dominating on defense, but it wasn't against the best competition other than Pittsburgh Steelers. But Pittsburgh didn't play that well. The next week, they go play super, big win. And then the next week, they play Miami and don't play well again. So I don't know what Pittsburgh's doing, but I know if the Eagles are going to compete successfully against Minnesota, they got to really play well.
Okay, so Coach, a ton of hype coming into this game with Sam Bradford's return to Philly. Okay, you said you live in the area. What kind of reception do you think he's going to receive? I bet those Eagle fans, they're going to be so sweet to him, aren't they?
I think they will be respectful.
Really do? Really?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
I think they'll be respectful. Now, once the game starts and things, you know, they'll get on him and they'll make it tough on him. But I think they'll be respectful because he was liked and respected. Even the Eagle organization, when they traded him, I mean, he was playing, 70% pass completion ratio in the preseason. I mean, he was playing well.
Yeah.
But this opportunity presented itself, and they see on the field every day Carson Wentz improving. They say, first-round pick, we go to Carson Wentz. It's a win-win for both of them. But I think he'll get respect. He'll get respect, and I think they better not let him play well because if he does, he'll beat him because he's really, right now, they're the number one pass-efficient offense in the league.
Why do you think he's been able to make such a seamless transition with the Vikings and why that system complements him?
Well, first off, he's been in the system before. I think the quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, had coached him before when he was at the Rams and when he was younger, so he knows him. And I think Sam played well last year at the end of the year for the Eagles, too. And if they give him protection, which he's never had, Minnesota is giving him solid protection right now, he can throw probably accurately as good or better than anybody in the National Football League.
Super Bowl winning coach, the great Dick Vermeil. He is back with us in studio this time at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. We're getting you set and ready for the big game on Sunday as we talk about the Eagles and the Vikings. Okay, so Carson Wentz versus Sam Bradford. Which one would you anticipate is going to play better and going to live up to the hype?
Well, you know, Carson Wentz is playing way beyond expectation. They knew he was going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. They didn't know he'd be so good so fast. He does not play like a rookie quarterback. He's just an impressive first-round draft pick quarterback I have ever seen. Okay, and I mean, he's not limited in any way. He doesn't show inexperience, so he plays with the poise of an experienced player. He has an unbelievable arm. He has the ability to throw with different velocities and different trajectories. He can lob it over. He can throw it between you. Darn near throw it under you. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't see any limitation. His only limitation is supporting cast. You know, and he's big and strong, and he can run, and he throws well on the move. He has no limitation except inferior right tackle right now. The rookie started there. We call him Vi with the Samoan. He's got a huge long name there. He played poorly last week, and if he doesn't play a lot better this week, it'll be trouble.
All your years in the NFL, what is the best way to handle a prized rookie quarterback and to not let him get overwhelmed by the big picture?
Well, first, surround him with a good defense, so he doesn't have to score too many points to win. Don't put it all on him. Secondly, provide a scheme with which he's able to grow, and give it to him piece by piece to piece till he gets the full package. Mm-hmm. Though I don't think Carson Wentz has been limited in regard to the amount they give him because he's so bright. You know, he's a guy who never got a B in college. Yeah, he's a straight-A guy. And that only helps you if he can play, but obviously he can. So he's bright enough to handle and understand anything you give him. Now, how he handles it under pressure and all that is determined by his maturity and his poise, and he's proved to be very mature and very poised.
Do you believe that he is the franchise quarterback?
Oh, no question. There's no question in my mind. I've been in Philadelphia since 1976, and I've never seen anybody like him.
And, of course, let's talk some more about Sam Bradford. You believe he is going to be the future for the Vikings? And I also have to wonder, too, you know, going into this game, Coach, how much revenge will be a motivator? Because don't you, as a player, you want to prove your point that, you know, you should have never let me go?
Yeah, you know, I don't think he left in a bad frame of mind. I think he recognized.
But as a competitor, though,
Anyone.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But once you snap and run the first play on offense, that'll all be behind him. He's just thinking about surviving and executing his game plan and throwing the ball properly. But Sam, I have always been a big fan of his because I saw when he was drafted. I was on the practice field a few times as when he was a young kid at the Rams, but they were just never able to provide him with the protection he needed to develop. And then he had too many offensive coordinators. So I think, right now I wouldn't be surprised if Sam ends up being the NFL Player of the Year.
Okay, one of the teams that we are going to highlight tonight is talking about the Jets. Just give me a quick hit on the change in the quarterback situation. They've had a bit of a controversy there with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and now Geno Smith, he is going to get the nod. What has he shown you in terms of his time in the NFL? Because there's been good, there's been bad. What do you like about him?
I have never seen him really play well.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't follow the Jets that closely, and I flop. If I'm watching them, I watch them for two or three series, and I move to the next game and watch him. But I have never seen Geno really play like the first-round pick that he was. I never really have. I've seen Fitzpatrick play super, and I've seen him play poorly. I don't know what you get, but you've got an experienced guy there. And he's moved around. He's had enough coaches. But his coach, this coach named now as a coordinator, coached him in Buffalo as well. So he knows him. I'm surprised they made the change. But
are you?
Yeah, I'm surprised because, you know, Fitzpatrick did not have a good game and last week, and he's also been blamed for some losses earlier this season.
Yeah, because they're like 1-5. I mean, they are struggling mightily.
But, you know, normally I feel this way.
Okay, tell me.
If a guy has been playing 5 games because he was your better quarterback, and all of a sudden they take him out, where was the other guy all along when they were competing to determine?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your evaluation process or opportunities weren't provided well enough or given enough to the backup guy. But all of a sudden, how can the backup guy become better than the first guy? I've never been a big believer in that. And we'll see. And I hope for the Jets' sake that he plays well. I really do.
Always an honor to have with us in studio Dick Vermeil, a legendary NFL coach right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Coach, I have to make a confession. I love the Dallas Cowboys, and they obviously, they're off to a terrific start this season. Your impressions of Dak Prescott?
Outstanding. He might be very close to Carson Wentz. I mean, I was in Napa Valley working our wine business.
Mm-hmm.
First preseason game, we flip it on. It's Dallas Cowboys opening series. He comes out, the first 9 passes he throws are complete. Carol's sitting over the other couch there with sipping a glass of Vermeil wine.
Yay.
He says, you know something, Carol, this kid can play. And I was disappointed.
Very nice.
Because I live in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
right.
You know, when you coach against the Cowboys unsuccessfully, like I did so many times, you like to see him get beat once in a while. But he is. Is very impressive. Big, strong. I don't know when it's all said and done somewhere down the road which guy's going to end up being best, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation, though, as far as, you know, in terms of Romo? And
I always had a policy, you could not lose your job by getting hurt. But I also left it, if the person that replaces you while you are injured performs at a level better than you were playing prior to the injury, mm-hmm. then I have to stay with him. Because, you know, you've built a level of momentum, and you don't like to lose it. You like to keep it going. And that's not to say Tony Romo wouldn't come in there and play lights out. But I don't know if Tony Romo was playing as well as Prescott is playing right now. I don't. I'd have to go back and evaluate that.
He is back in studio. Legendary NFL coach, always a Big E favorite. That is Dick Vermeil. We will be right back.